You're listening to the audio production of Cruel and Usual Punishment by Noni Darwish, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Carol Jacobanis. To my family. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Introduction. For the first 30 years of my life, I lived as a virtual slave. I was a bird in a cage, a second-class citizen who had to watch what I said, even to my close friends. Under Islamic law, I had to live in a gender-segregated environment and always be aware that the legal and social penalty for sin could end my life. This is what it is to live as a woman under Sharia law. Sharia, the body of Islamic law, is different from law in the West because it deals with all aspects of day-to-day life, including politics, economics, banking, business law, contract law, marriage, divorce, child-rearing and custody, sexuality, sin, crime, and social issues. Among other things, it allows a woman seen without a headdress to be flogged, punishes rape victims, and calls for beheading for adultery. I never questioned or challenged it, or dared to even think about its validity. During my years in Egypt, the vast majority of Muslim women lived in cramped apartments or unhealthy little mud huts, spending their entire lives working hard under the severe Egyptian sun. Yet they rarely complained or made an effort to change their circumstances. Whatever came their way, no matter how hard or unjust, they viewed it as God's will. They struggled, coped, adapted, and bent their lives, denying their most basic human needs to suit Sharia's cruel misogyny. Most women got used to their cages, but even the most opulent palace can still have bars. None of us tried to examine what Sharia was, ask how it came about, or question why we followed it. This is Allah's law, we were told. Doubting any word from the Quran, Islam's holy book, or Muhammad, the founder of Islam, is haram, a sin. And we all knew what awaited those who questioned Allah's law: death. Now that this life is behind me, I feel it is very important to share my
sample complete. Ready to continue?